Hey, this is Ola. Today's video, it's all about what does SEO mean? Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today, I want to talk to you. The topic of today's video is what does SEO mean? I have a email that came in and I wanted to address it in front of you so you can also benefit out of it. All right, so I'm gonna lead into the email. He says, so I launched my product website about 7 months ago. Congratulations, first of all. Initially, I sent a text message to my family and friends. It depends, okay? That as a strategy to launch a product depends, okay? Depends on if they already know about your product or not. What I found over the years is that people have their own things they're doing. They have their own lives and they are preoccupied already. They have family, they're busy. And if you just send them random text that they were not expecting about something that they don't really need, especially if they don't really need it, I can pretty much predict where this email is going. Now, if it's something that everyone would need anyway, let's say you're in the business of earbuds, right? Like this one, right? And things like people need or special customized nail cutters or a band that supports something, you know, maybe the pink one that support cancer. Maybe people will be willing to support, you know, if some things can be random, it can be successful like that. But most of things, just sending a random text is not advisable. So he says, so some of them patronized me, while surprisingly, most of them simply ignored my text. See? And, you know, text message is so, you know, when you have oversupply of anything in life, it gets devalued. That's just what it is. That's a fact of life. You know, scarcity increases value and oversupply decreases value. So text messages, so like anybody can send a text message to anybody, even businesses are using it these days. So while everyone still check an average text message, they also probably ignore a lot of those text messages, especially if it looks like a bulk message, right? If it's not speaking directly to their needs, to something that they value, they can write it off, okay? So that's why, you know, of course, most of them ignore the text message. And some of them that love you enough, maybe family, friends, cousins, you know, they like the idea of you chasing your dreams. A few people would normally patronize, okay? But clearly, you don't want to build your business around just a few people patronizing you. You want to build a successful business that people are drooling over, and people want the product, they want the service, they want the opportunity, they want it, right? Now, with that being said, no matter what market you get into, it's only a few percentage anyway, which is why you must make the numbers work in your favor from the get-go, okay? So even if you master marketing, like from every 1 million person, okay, that get exposed to your product, provided they are preframed properly, in other words, their targeted market, maybe 100,000 will pick up your product, okay? So that number is not too off. If 10 out of 100 people that you text, it's not too off. So just understand that that's the number, and you just want to work that number in your favor. So you're not doing too badly yet. That's my point. I'm just saying, if all you focus is your family and friends, then you're going to get stuck, okay? Because you're limiting the possibilities by simply doing that. All right, so he says, then I decided maybe I was inappropriate sending in a text message. I call them, and crickets, that means silence, okay? None of them picked up the phone. Well, it makes sense because you already sent them a text message. They already have an idea why you're about to be bothering them, right? So, and an average person doesn't pick up the phone anymore too, because people just prescreen their calls, because time is not on everybody's side, okay? Time, again, anything that you have scarcity of increases value. Scarcity increases value. And time is one thing that we don't have, we will never have enough of, and it's reducing like every second, which is why I'm about to share what I'm about to share with you. Time is reducing. So if you want to play the wealth game, if you're trying to build a business, you got to understand the time game. Time is important. Time is a lot more valuable than money, because you can get money back. Money is replenishable, not time. All right, so we're still on the traffic topic, by the way. We're still on talking about what does SEO mean, but this story is gonna help you, okay? All right, so I'm thinking maybe, he says, I'm thinking maybe they have an idea why I was calling and simply don't want to be bothered. Yeah, exactly. Probably, okay? To say the least, I hated this process thus far. I would have to. I probably wouldn't like that whole process. Because, you know, when you chase after people, okay, when you chase, you stalk people, or you're creepy or anything like that, well, that's another thing that reduces your value in the eyes of those people. And you end up chasing them more away. So it's the same marketing, okay? You chase people around, you chase them away, okay? They block you out. They block you out mentally. That's the worst one, right? Actually, that's the one that's most common. Like, people block you out mentally. They could still be seeing a banner on the right-hand side. They could see it anyway. And they're blind to it because the eyes is not conformed to it. Even the eyes knows when there's an oversupply of a banner. It's called banner blindness, okay? So it's very important to, again, relate all those things back to you sending the quick text messages to your cousin, to your friends, family. You need to understand the concepts on why and how marketing works, okay? So he says, so I came to the internet to learn how to market. Smart choice. The first strategy I learned involved pay-per-click. For those of you that don't know pay-per-click, essentially you can pay for you can pay for people to sh you can pay for to YouTube, you can pay to Facebook, you can pay to Google to show an ad, okay, an advertising of your business, and you pay every time somebody clicks on the advertising of your business. That's why they call it pay-per-click. All right, so he got introduced into pay-per-click. Within the first day of trying that, I lost $300. I panicked and stopped the campaign. It makes sense. Well, my story, within 5 minutes, okay, depending on the size of the market, by the way, and depending on how ignorant you are in the process, within 5 minutes, when I first came online in 2009, I lost $700. Okay, so his story is not that bad. In a day, he lost $300. All right, and there's tons of stories out there like that. I mean, think about it. YouTube says, hey, we're gonna send you traffic. When every time somebody clicks, you pay us 1 cent. Well, 1 cent adds up pretty quickly on Google because tons, millions, billions of traffic every single day. And if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know the proper targeting, and you don't know the proper mindset behind setting up this kind of campaign, yes, $300, even $3,000 can ramp up very quickly, and you will only have one person to blame, and that's you. But you know, the good news is this: you just collected data, okay? Mistakes are essentially you collecting data, okay? Mistakes are an essential part of life. If you're not making mistakes, you're not growing, okay? And who wants to stay stuck and not growing? Not me, and I'm sure not you, right? So, but if we can avoid you losing $300, right, from this video, then let's do that, okay? If we can avoid you losing $700, let's do that. If we can avoid you losing $3,000, let's do that, okay? So he says, I panicked and stopped the campaign. I did too, right? But I didn't stop because it's been 8 years now since I've been online, okay, and $7-8 million in sales. So I'm doing something right, okay? And by that I means I'm making tons of mistakes, but I'm also have also never had to have a full day job. I've never had to since 2006 October. I've never had to have a full go back to a regular job. Okay, so I'm doing something okay. All right. He says, then I started to buy traffic and leads, courses upon courses. Between buying courses and trying campaigns, I've exhausted my bank account and wife is pissed off now. Yeah, it's real. It can get real. If you have a family to protect, have a family to provide for, and you're digging into the savings and you're doing things wrongly, they're gonna think you're a dreamer, okay? And rightfully so. They're gonna think you don't know what you're doing. You're just burning money. You're a dreamer. You should stop. Go back to your job. Yeah, it can get really dirty, and I've heard stories of people lose their family on top of things like this. So you want to be careful. All right. So he says, I spent over $10,000 on solo ads in the past 2 months alone. Yeah. And if you just got into the business 7 months ago, and the last 2 months you're still trying to figure this out, and you spent $10,000 on solo ads, chances are that's money lost. Okay, but again, you're collecting data. Some people call it, it's a $10,000 class. Okay, so you took a $10,000 class, but you that you're watching me right now, you don't have to, okay? By the end of this video, you won't have to take a $10,000 class to learn the same thing that this gentleman is learning the hard way, okay? And I frankly learned the hard way too, okay? So you can avoid all that. So he says, I've seen a few of your videos talking about SEO. Can you please elaborate? What does SEO mean, and how is it different from the other traffic and lead generation strategies? Thanks. Great question. So here's the thing, okay? I'm not the one to knock out pay-per-click because I use it. It's just the way I use it is a little bit different, okay? The way I use pay-per-click, the way I use solo ads or any of the paid marketing strategies, it's a little bit different, okay? Simply put, I don't gamble my money, okay? I don't gamble my money. I make sure that somebody has an interest before I spend a dime, okay? Before I spend a penny. All right. In other words, I do not spend money on cold traffic. Okay. So how do I get my cold traffic? Because somebody has to get to know me for the first time. Maybe you're landing on this video for the first time. I use what you call SEO. It stands for search engine optimization. Okay. And how does that work? Okay. It's very simple. Okay. Every time you have a question, you have a problem, right? The first place you go to is Google. If your baby has an itching ear and they're doing this over and over, and you start seeing like a scrape around the neck of the baby, I had to like question my wife at one point. I said, stop Googling this information. Let's go to the doctor because I want to be careful, okay? But the truth is that if you go on WebMD, there's quite a lot of valuable information, okay? And when you Google whatever the symptom is that's showing on the baby's body, or even your own personal body, or whatever problem you're going through in life, it could be anything. When you search on Google, there are optimized information out there. There are websites that's provided information to help you, right? And that can pose to be a business opportunity, okay? So that's what search engine optimization is. When you optimize your web pages to be indexed in the search engine and to rank high. So when people are searching for the terminologies related to the problem that you solve, you show up. Okay? So let me say it this way again. When people search for problems that you can help them solve, do they find you in Google? Do they find you at the top of the search results? Right? Do they find you on YouTube? Do they find your tutorials on YouTube when your prospects, right? Your prospective customers, your potential customers, when they search for the things they would typically search for, right? The problems that you can help them solve, the questions that you can help them answer, do they find you? Now, the process of optimizing your website, your videos to get found, to get ranked at the top of the search results, that process is called search engine optimization. That's what SEO stands for. Now, should you depend on SEO to build a business? Believe it or not, some people actually do that. Some people have built six and seven figure business off of strictly doing that. I have a little bit of a different twist to it. If somebody already came to my website organically, in other words, they searched for something, they landed on my website, there's an increased, heavily increased chance that they are interested in what I have to offer. A product, a service, an opportunity that I have to offer. And yes, I am in business to sell stuff, okay? Because that's how money comes into my family, by serving other people in exchange for money, okay? I serve them money. So it's a fair, win-win game because they get what they want and I get to feed my family, okay? And chances are you're trying to do the same thing, okay? So how is it different from PPC? Well, the difference is that when you do PPC, you're paying for cold traffic. In other words, you're paying for people that have not shown interest at all. They have not shown any interest in what you have to offer. Yes, you can use certain type of targeting, like if they're following certain type of gurus, chances are there's an increased chance that they may be interested in what you have to offer. But again, it's just an increased chance because they haven't gotten to know you. Personal branding, okay? Personal branding and branding, period. When people already know who you are and they know what you stand for and they're following you, they have a highly increased chance that they will buy from you. Well, people that are following other gurus and don't have that, they may have similar interests, but they may not be interested in following you. So what I like to do is use SEO, search engine optimization, to attract my cold traffic. In other words, people that are getting to know me for the first time. I solve a problem for them, I answer a question for them, and now they can get on my list. They can subscribe to my list. They can subscribe to my YouTube channel. With that being said, make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel because I release videos like this all the time, right? They can subscribe and they may never buy from me. It's okay because I'll make money anyway, right? It's a matter of percentages. But the ones that really need my services will sign up, and enough of them will sign up and keep me in business. Now, I create content like this video. I create solutions. I create answers to problems. I create answers to questions, solutions to problems. I create peer pleasure, information to replace pain that people are going through, right? And I create them in the form of videos like this, and I put them on the internet. And these videos continue to work for me over and over and over and over, and continue to bring me, a lot of cold traffic, but even some warm traffic, because YouTube will continue to suggest my videos to you. If you notice, if you watch enough of my videos, they will continue to, so they will assume that you want to see more of my videos. So that's traffic that turns to leads, right? Excuse me. That turns to leads, right? And that turns to sales through the funnel, okay? Maybe 1,000 traffic, meaning people clicking over to the video, maybe 100 people turns to subscriber from that, right? And then maybe 10 of those become customers, and those 10 becomes enough for me to stay in business. So if it costs me worth of my time, right? Because my time is, I only do this one time and then it's up there and it's pretty much doing work one time. And you can use the same thing in your business, okay? Because what I do is I simply, I'm consistently shooting videos and creating these answers and these solutions and then putting it out there for people. And my solutions and my answers are not necessarily 100%, okay? But it's 100% for somebody, okay? It's 100% solution for somebody that has gone through the same problem. Someone that has lost $10,000 in the last 2 months on solo ads and can't even say these are the leads. They can't say these are the sales I've gotten. They've lost money as far as it's concerned right now. And they don't understand that game. I can help that person get through it and still become a winner in the business, because an average person that has become successful have such stories. And most people, it becomes a failure. It's only when you quit that it becomes a failure, of course. If you never quit, then it never, it's just data collection. You just know what doesn't work anymore. So my process, I use search engine optimization to attract people. And then sometimes, not all the time, I will use paid per click to reattract people back, because they already know who I am. They already watched one of my videos. That means in their eyes, I'm already an expert, right? Which I am, because I provided them solution, right? And you can do the same thing in your business, right? And then I can use paid marketing to, hey, because YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms can record the people that visited your website. They record them on their browsers, and they can use that to retarget them with an advertising. But there's an increased response rate on that because they already know who you are. You're not, they're not cold. As a matter of fact, they're not warm. Your family and friends are warm because they don't know if you can help them yet. They just know you as their cousin, right? But they're hot. I call them hot prospect because they're already interested. They want what you have to offer already. They've already raised up their hand and said, I want that. Maybe they didn't buy for different multiple reasons. Maybe the baby walked in the room when they were about to buy or something like that. Bottom line is that they want what you have to offer. That's why it's different from PPC. With PPC, you're spending money on cold traffic that you're not sure they want what you have to offer. In other words, you're burning money. And some people do it successfully and run a successful campaign, but most people lose money for obvious reasons because, again, they haven't said they want what you have to offer. The same thing with solo ads. With solo ads, things like that are called interrupt marketing. People are just hanging out on social media, going about their lives, and boom, your ad shows up. They're cold traffic. They're not sure they want what you have to offer. In other words, an increased percentage of those people will drop off and not never buy from you. And that means you lost a lot more money. It's a higher cost to run your business that way. But when you lead with search engine optimization, SEO, you're attracting people and you're, we call it picking interest, making sure that these people are hot. And then if you choose to, you can now use money to reattract them back or turn them to leads and turn them to customer to continue to follow up with them, but at least you know that they are interested. Does that make sense? All right, so That's what SEO means. It stands for search engine optimization. The kind of people you attract from search engines are highly qualified because they're already searching. They're already searching. They're either searching or they're struggling with something similar and they're looking for a solution, and you just boom, shows up. You help them solve the problem. Okay? If you want to learn more about that and how to use it in your business and a ton of case studies of people that I've helped over the years, $4 million a year, $250,000 a month, $200,000 a month. I have a ton of case studies. You can go through my free class, olatux.com/mastermind. olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go reserve a seat. If you have a team member, you have people in your team, you have a partner that you think will benefit out of this video, please share this. Simply just share, click share below and share this to your Facebook, to your wall. People will appreciate watching this video. They will love you for it. And if you really like what I'm saying, give me a thumbs up. You know, if you don't, give me a thumbs up still, right? If you have thoughts around this and you have an opinion or you have a story to tell, please share your thoughts below in the comment below. I would love to see them. If you have a question, share them below as well. And thank you so much for hanging out with me for the past 20 minutes. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.